members of Portland City Council, as protests continue around the country, are voicing varying levels of support for demands made by Black Lives Matter activists. But as Fred Bever reports, there is one demand that is not gaining traction: to fire city manager John Jennings.
During the massive Black Lives Matter protest in Portland last Friday, a flyer was circulated that listed broad demands from defunding police departments to divesting from fossil fuel investments to closing the Long Creek Youth Development Center, the state's only juvenile prison. The flyer, now posted on the BLM Portland Facebook page, also called for additional funding for COVID relief efforts in communities of color and banning the use of facial recognition technology by the city.
Yeah, I support them. Everything that they are asking.
Pius Ali is one of five Portland City Council members who identify as persons of color.
For so long, Black people and other people of color and other marginalized members of this country have been treated inhumanely. And I think it's about time that things change.
Ali was also one of several council members who held a press conference outside City Hall Saturday to say that they did not support another demand. That was the ouster of city manager John Jennings for purportedly advocating racist policies on housing and medical care and for, quote, criminalizing poverty. Councillor Spencer Thibodeau says that rhetoric reminds him of former Mayor Ethan Strimling, who frequently clashed with Jennings.
This seemed to be a laundry list of items that someone I used to serve with, a former mayor and progressive Portland, launched against the city manager the last 3 years. So it seemed to me to be kind of a rehashing of issues unrelated to the very real issue that people who look like me are killed and unfortunately killed by bad actors. And that includes sometimes police officers.
Thibodeau, Ali, and several other councillors say the debate about city policies should be brought to the council, not the city manager. And they note that the July ballot includes an item that would allow the city's charter to be opened up with a new look at the structure of its government. Thibodeau does say he wants to ban prospectively city police use of facial recognition software, which a federal study has shown misidentifies people of color more often than white people. And while Thibodeau doesn't necessarily want to defund the police, he does support more funding for social services.
Maybe we do need to invest in additional social services. And I think what that's going to take is some help from the federal government.
And there may be a rift emerging on the council over how to ensure police department accountability. Councillor Ali last week asked the city manager for an investigation of police actions during the protests, particularly the nights of June 1st and 2nd, when there was vandalism downtown, the use of force, including pepper ball fire, and dozens of arrests. Ali was surprised, he says, when Jennings turned that investigation over to the police themselves. So is Councillor Kim Cook, who this week called for a third-party investigation.
There needs to be some independence in that investigation to ensure that the report really reflects all voices and all information and hopefully has some credibility with the community.
Other councillors could not immediately be reached for comment. Jennings declined to comment, although he said he would do whatever the council directs him to do. On Tuesday afternoon, the council's Health and Human Services Committee plans a review of police policies, including use of force and training around de-escalation tactics and implicit bias. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.